It's Pauline Chen's class. Sorry for the late.
So finally, yeah, we went there. I need help a lot. Okay, I can, you know, sit there and my husband can listen to the GPS and tell us what to do and where to go. And, you know, that's what the Bible is. It shows us direction of life. And to come to think of it, it says here is useful. Yeah, just sit here. Yeah. Okay, it's very useful for what? First, for teaching. What do you mean by teaching? The Bible tells us which road to travel. Okay, like GPS, it tells us which way. I using that when I came, it tell me to go I-10, you know. So I'm following that. Okay, next one is say what? What is after teaching? Rebuking tells us when we are off the road. Okay, they say you're off the road or, you know. So, oh, you need to do something. Okay, you are off the road. You are not going the right way. Of course, the Bible is that you are off the road that God has for you, the righteous. Okay, next one is for what?
Correcting.
Now we're off the road. The Bible will tell us how to get back on. He will say, you know, you need to do U-turn or something. Okay, get back here. And you know what the Bible U-turn means? What is that big word for U-turn in the Bible when with the cause of life? Repent. Okay. Yes, I know you guys are Sunday school teachers. You know those. Anyway, the last is what?
Training.
Training. The Bible will tell us how to stay on God's road, the right path. Training in righteousness. So that's why the Bible. Why are we doing all this Bible? Next, please. I think all of you heard about the story from the Bible about Mary and Martha, and then they invited Jesus, came for the dinner. And of course, what? Martha so busy with the cooking, and you know, she's very hospitality, you know, hospitable and do all this. But while her sister sit next to Jesus and listen to him speaking and sharing and all that. And she got upset, you know, that she did. Why my sister not helping me, you know, let me do all this work by myself and all that. But then the Lord can feel that. Okay? Feel that? Then what did the Lord answer? In verse 42, it said that the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. Why Bible? Why spend more time on the Bible with the kids? Nowadays, the kids have soccer, they have swimming, they have music lesson. Yeah, my kids have music, you know, piano, violin, in order to practice, to go to class, and now even have drawing. Well, in my time, you know, you draw, you just draw, but now you go to class with drawing. So many, many activities, all right, to choose from. Why we have the need to spend more time on the Bible? This one, I can see from this passage of the Bible's Jesus tried to kind of remind us, there are many things, okay? Martha, there's many things you are busy with, but Mary has chosen the good thing, to listen to God's word, to spend time with God's word. And I want the parents really to see that, as the parents to see that. And until they can see the value of God's word, the Bible, and then they can set priority. You know, you can give time for all the other activities. I've been through that, so many. But God's word is very important. Like we already said, can direct their path of life to the righteousness, to God. That's why Bible is very important. And we not really spend much time, you know. We talk about Sunday school, maybe on Sunday morning worship, and then just extra for Bible drill. If you want to give that extra hour, for that. And Jesus did also say at the end what? Mary had made the right choice and it will not be taken away from her. Why? Why not taken away from her? The Bible verse next one say what? The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God remains forever. Okay, something that will remain is not pass away. And it will last there eternity, not just lifetime. Okay? So basically, that's why the Bible, how important it is, how valuable it is. Okay, next please. And now, why drill? What do we talk about drill, you know? I'm not really used to think about what is always a Bible drill. But anyway, let's look at what is drill. So I look at what is drill really mean to me. Okay, it's practice, exercise. Okay? You need something to practice, exercise, work on it. Okay, so let's go to the Bible verse again. Did the Bible tell us to exercise or practice God's word? Of course, in Deuteronomy 6:5-7. Let's read together. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I'm giving to you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Yes, over here, God gives us command. Say, repeat them. Not just once a while, but keep doing it. Practice it. Work on it with your kids. So I think, you know, God's word also need to practice. Just like music lesson, they need to practice every day. My kids practice every day, 1 hour. You know, those kind of things. You need to work on it. Not just something that just come like that. Okay? So basically, it takes time and keep repetition with the kids, you know. You need to repeat. Okay, next go on. What is Bible Drill program then, the one that I'm sharing? Basically, this Bible Drill program is a program in Southern Baptist. I'm from Baptist Church. From a Southern Baptist, and this, you know, is cover the whole nation. It's not just my church, it's not just in Southern California, it's whole United States, okay? And this program will, okay, let's look. Let's just look here. Why really, what is Bible Drill all about? Go ahead, next one, okay? Before, let's go on to say that, first of all, it's to increase in knowledge of the Bible, of course, you know. To get to know more about the Bible, what it say, and you also do that in Sunday school already in worship, children's worship. Next one is to hide God's word in their heart, because they get to memorize Bible verse. This is, first of all, is a 3 years program to help children's 4th, 5th, and 6th. So it's 3 years to complete it, but you don't have to do all 3 years. Whenever you come in, at least you get 25 verses per year. Okay, so 3 years, you get 75 verses. And then next one, to develop skills in locating Bible books, which are 66 books and some key passages. Okay, they get to learn about all the books. How many of you know how to memorize all the books in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Oh, I see some very good, yes. That's very helpful. Even though I went to seminary, but I didn't get that from the seminary. I got it until I worked with them, then I memorized them with them, but it's very, very helpful. Okay, they get to have that skill to locate the Bible books and then the key passages. What we mean by key passage, like love chapter, where can they find? They don't have to memorize the whole thing, but at least they will be able to locate it when they talk about it. You know, people talk about it, they can show, oh, that's where it is. And of course, without the last one, it won't be any benefit. It's to apply the Bible verse in their lives will help them to apply, you know, teach them how to apply the application, basically. So nowadays we have cell phone. You guys have cell phone? Everybody easier. Wow, it's so heavy. I bring my cell phone. I do that too. You know what? But why old fashioned. You know, you carry. You know, we, you know, we, it's so easy. Just what punch in, you know, whatever, and you get it. But why do you think we should still continue this book? You know what, when you see the whole book, you holding it, what does it have? The beginning, at the end, has section, you see. But when you hold a phone, you punch in, you know what is before, what is after. No, you just got that, you know. You cannot see the whole picture of the Bible. You don't get the context of it. But it's different when you get to hold. I think especially now we have cell phone. This is very, very important to teach our kids. At least later on, okay, they can use cell phone. But at least they have that picture, the whole picture of the Bible. They may lose it if they go up just cell phone. Okay? They don't have that concept of the whole Bible anymore. That they know that it's Old Testament from the beginning and New Testament about Jesus is the bad and, you know, all those stuff. So, let me go on. I'm trying to go on pretty quickly because in case we have time, we have to do something else, hopefully. Okay, next. Okay? So why we do the drill? Okay? We do the drill. We have certain way to do the drill for the kids. I'm going to show you how we do it. And first of all, we have commands that the kids will have to do this. First of all, they have to memorize and know all the Bibles, verses, and key passages, and books from Genesis to Revelation, and where they are to locate it. And then they will do this. Okay? We have commands for them, like the word attention. What does that mean, attention? For them to pay attention. They have to look at the collar. Okay? Attention. Look at the collar and then pay attention because the collar will call a Bible verse or book, then they have to be able to locate those books. And present the Bibles, that means they have to put the Bible. We're going to show. I have real kids to come and demo for us, okay? Nice of them. Thank you, guys. And then, yeah, we have the word start so they can all start in the same time. And then time, because they do have, thank you, they do have 10 seconds to do that. Okay, 10 seconds to find those books or be able to recall those Bible verse and find those Bible verse. So we start with attention, present Bible, start, time, and attention. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, you want to start your training looking good? Let Mama help you? Okay, come on, Trina. Okay, but basically, let them kind of, so they will be able to look at me, kind of facing here. Make the line facing here. Okay? Yeah, pull it. Yeah, let's do it here. Because I will be the caller, they have to look at me. Let me go back a little bit so people, I don't know if people here can see or not. Okay. Okay? Are you ready, Curtis? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Oops, sorry. You got your Bible? Okay, good. Okay, and we have so nice of them. Trina, why don't you introduce yourself? Go ahead.
My name is Trina.
And what grade are you in?
My name is sixth grade.
Oh, sixth grade already. So she's been with us 2 years. This is her third year. Go ahead, Curtis.
I'm Curtis Long, and I'm
fifth grade. So this is his second year. Yes, he's so glad to have. Okay, so the first one is attention. Okay, so let's see what they do. Attention. Present your Bibles. Okay, and then I will call a book, and then they will have 10 seconds Okay? Attention. Go back. Okay. Yeah, their eyes have to look at me. We teach them how to focus. You know, how to focus. And because even I notice in the choir, sometimes they don't look at conductor. It's very important, you know, to look at the conductor. That's why they have a choir. But they kind of, oh, hi mom, hi dad. But this one, you know, they require you to do that. So this is the drill. Okay, next one, please. And there are techniques, yeah. Like I said, they have to stand still. Okay, you guys can relax a little bit, okay? And keep your eyes on the drill caller until the command start is given. When they start, that means they start to look for books or something like that. Okay, next, they have to place their index finger on the correct spot before they're stepping out. Stepping out to show that they got it, okay? And then, last one is to hold the Bible flat. Can you show that, to hold the Bible flat? You know, pressing your Bible with no finger extended over the edge. You know, just to be fair, too, because if you kind of stick it, you have more advantage. Okay? But anyway, thank you, guys. Okay? So, you know, there are some ways, some rules, really, that they need to follow. Okay? To need to follow. And I'm going to go ahead, next one, please. There are four types of drill that we do. Okay? First of all, I'm going to show you is the quotation drill. What does quotation drill mean? But before that, parents, I have parent support. It's very, very good. Thank you for being here too. Would you please, just pass this. And then I have Chinese version of the Bible verse. This is for this year. Why I have Chinese? Because, you know, I want the parents who don't speak English to know what their kids is. You know, it's not just for the kids. You need to work with your kids. Okay, so yeah, go ahead, let them pass it, okay. And then I'm going to also pass you the list of 66 books, okay. These are from the old curriculum that I have from my church. That is, they are very nice, they have all the books, you know. Yeah, you can just pass it. So everybody have something, yeah, let them pass. Okay, yeah, you can have some. You want to sit on the floor first so you don't block me. Okay, first of all, quotation drill. I want you to look at the Bible verse here. Look at the Bible verse. This is this our year, okay? This coming year that we're working on is green cycle. There are three cycles and we keep repeat that because there are only 3 years. Quotation drill, what is quotation drill means? It's reference are given, and the children will recite the verse and state the reference. That means I will give them, say, Genesis 1:1, they will be able to recite the whole Bible verse. Okay? That's what it is. So, I'm going to give a demo. Okay? Guys, let's have the light. I like the room to be light, even though I think we can see still is all right. So we can see the kids. Okay? Yes, you may put the Bible down because they know we're not using the Bible. Okay, if some of you want to see the kids, in maybe you want to move over here if you want to, no problem. Okay, I'm going to do the demo here, but the demo is last year because they didn't study this one yet. It's for this year. Okay, so we're going to do quotation drill. That means I'm going to give them the reference and they should be able to recite it. Okay. Ready, guys? Okay, thank you. Attention. Will you please give me 10 seconds?
Okay.
I mean, oh, you are ready? Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we have to calm them. So again, attention. Isaiah 45:5. Start. Okay, that means they already know, ready to say. So I'm not going to wait for 10 seconds. I'm going to go on to it. And I'm going to ask by name, since only two of them. Trina?
Isaiah 45:5. I am Yahweh, there is no other. There is no God but me. I will shape in you, though you do not know me.
Isaiah 45:5.
Thank you. Attention. Malachi 3:10. Start. Curtis.
Malachi 3:10. Bring the full tenth into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you without measure. Malachi 3:10.
Very good. Attention. So basically, that is, okay, they have to know from reference and be able to recall the whole Bible verse itself and be able to recite it in 10 seconds. And obviously, they did it before 10 seconds. If they not, then they just stay back. That means they are not ready to recite it. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Guys, you can relax a little bit, okay. Next one. Completion drill. What does completion drill mean? You see your paper here, your yellow paper, and you see that there's underlined the first section of the Bible verse. Those are to be given to them, the first section, and then they need to complete it and also need to be able to recall the reference of it. Okay? So this is another type of drill called completion drill. Okay? So we're going to go on for that. Okay? Attention. When I am afraid. Start. Curtis?
Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Psalm 56:3.
Thank you. Attention. Let no one despise. Start. Trina?
1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth. Instead, you should be an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
Thank you. Attention. Yes, so that is the completion drill. Just be able to recall by the first section part of the Bible verse and still be able to recall the reference. So there are 25 of them. Okay, so you all these are all mixed up and finally, but they learn a little bit at a time, 2 verses a week or something, but at the end you have to know all them and, you know. So the point is, you know, to kind of challenge the kids and make them not just, you know, one like, okay, you memorize it, by the end of class you can recite it, come to me, oh, then you get credit, and bye-bye, never heard of that verse again. But at least this one, they have like a few months, and then they kind of really need to know it pretty well. And then later on, of course, they're not going to remember everything, but they can go back and recall it pretty quickly when they step across it or, you know, remember it some other times. You know, because it needs repetition. Remember, repetition. Not just one time and then, oh, that's it, you got it. Because the kids, they are smart. They can get it like that and tell you, and then when they step out of the class, bye-bye. Don't need to know anymore. Okay, so that's why. Okay, next one, let me get the Bible, please. Book drill. What is big book drill? Now is the time to get to know all the books in the Bible and be able to open to it any place. Okay, any book in the Bible. And of course, I give you those 66 books. You know, our books there. Don't worry about writing down. I will tell you, go online. You know, they have, it's nothing, you know. So, 66 books. And of course, you heard Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. But did kids ever heard the Minor Prophets? Like Habakkuk, Haggai, or we call Haggai Shemai, or whatever that is, you know, what are they talking about, all those, but at least they get to know and where to find it in the Bible, okay, so they have to know all those, and they be able to locate it, open to it, and able to say the book before and the book after, It's easy to say the book after. Can you go back and say the book before? That's quite a challenge. But the kids, it's easy for them. So let them do it. But we get to learn from it too. It's very good. So let's do that. Okay, guys? Okay, attention. Grace in your Bible. Habakkuk. Start.
Hi.
Okay. Pressure here, you know. Trina. Good, attention. You did well, Curtis. Press in your Bible. James. Start. Curtis.
James first year.
Very good. Attention. Yeah. So they get to, you know this. It's part of fun too, you know. I mean, it's challenging and it's fun. After you, they need to work, okay? There's nothing that no work. But then because of this, you guys have fun? No. Yeah, thank you, Trina, for smiling. Yeah, thank you, Trina. Okay, so basically, they have to know all the 66 books and be able to do those. But of course, we have games for them to play. We play games when we do drill. Sometimes we also have to do this, you know, stand still. But they train the fourth grader coming in, you know, some of them so tiny. And then the book is heavy, and then you have to hold it in one hand, you know, at first they, oh, but then I see them grow muscles. And then, you know, they did pretty well after that. You know, just need some training. And, yeah, they did it. I can see how they grew, really. So that's it, the book drill. Okay, now we're going to go on to key passage drill. You can see in your here, there are 10, each year they learn 10 key passages, okay, that they have to be able to open to it and say where it is. Yes, they don't need to memorize those, but just be able to open to it. Okay, guys, ready? Attention. Place in your Bibles, the 12 apostles. Start. Curtis.
The 12 apostles, Matthew 10, 2 through 4.
Would you please read verse 2?
These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother.
Very good. Attention. Yes. And the one I called, not necessarily the first one that step out. It's just anyone, you know, I can call because they're ready. Attention again. The love chapter. Oh, I'm sorry, it's my fault. You see, I make mistakes more than you guys. Oh. Okay, praise in your Bibles. The love chapter. Start. Okay, Trina. Will you please read verse 1?
If I speak human or angelic languages, but do not have love, I am sounding gong or clean.
Okay. Very good. Attention. Okay. So those are key passages that they have to do it in, open it and find it in 10 seconds. Yeah, there are some, you know, rules that goes with it because they have to follow the rules. If they miss any of these rules, like they don't stand straight, then they will be judged, okay, to give them score. Like if I say attention and the eyes are looking around, you know, not paying attention, then they will be marked off. Or they don't stand straight and just, we teach them to be, yeah. But not, I know Curtis, he's nervous. He's well, I tell them relax. I mean, just, you know, not like tie the knees, you know. Oh, boy. Okay, Curtis, you're doing a great job. So, yeah. And then what else for attention? Yeah, hold the Bible on the side, you know. And then present your Bible. Show us you present the Bible. Okay, then they have to have hands inside the Bible, and then, you know, parallel to the floor, and, you know, certain rules that they have to follow, and what else? And then, oh, when they find something, what do you have to do first?
Point
to the place before you step up. You cannot do this. What can you not do? Wow, I want to come out so fast that they, you know, we have certain things. You have to point first and then step out. And, yeah, something like that. And you guys know, huh? And then say it and then do it in 10 seconds. And then wait for, yeah, us to call for you what to do. Okay. So sometimes, you know, they don't know it, they don't step out. And that's fine. So we know that they don't know it. But if they really know, they can step out, and then we're going to check on them by letting them recite it. Yeah. But mostly it's on the system, but we can tell. If you open to Genesis and you are in the middle of the book, that's not true. Okay. They can fool us once, but not that many times. Okay. So, yeah, right now, thank you. You can sit down a little bit until they may want to see you more. Okay. Thank you, Sister. Sister, thank you. So, let's just go on. Let us go on to the next one. We got the four types of drill now. And then the levels of participant. Okay? Level of participant is that, oh, you know what? It's not like competition. Let me tell you, Bible drill people thought, oh, like compete. It's really to reach a goal. Okay? For the kids to reach the goal. Each goal, each step, like church drill is among the church, inside of your own church. They're going to have 24 calls, like six of each, like you saw, six of each. But they have to do it correctly 12, which is half, you know. That's their goal to reach it. And then if they reach that goal, then they can go on to another one. The next step is association drill. That means all the churches in that association, like we join the Los Angeles Association, and then we all come together. And then they have to get it right 16, okay, from out of 24. And when they do that, then, you know what? What is good about when I see, you know, oh, let's go. So the next step is state drill. That means the whole California will come together, the churches, and then do it. And then it's up a little bit higher, not 20. And if you want to try to get all perfect, 24. Okay? So that is each step. It's not like, oh, I beat you or all that. But it's still some. You know, I cannot say that. But we all try to do their best. The kids like to do that. But why we have to get with other church? What I see is that, you know, when they go from church, it's just my friend and, you know, my mom and dad. But when they go to association, they see more other churches. Ooh, there are other boys and girls also love God's word too. Wow, you know, not just us, more people. And when they drill, even more people get together. You know how important God's word is. That's why. And then we're there to encourage one another, basically. And encourage our kids. And you know what? Matter of fact, in California, it just happened to be, like I said, it's Southern Baptist, which is whole U.S. But so this program is not just for Chinese, okay? Because people come to California, but mostly are Chinese. I tell you, so I'm not happen to be is all Chinese, mostly Chinese. Let me say that. But you go to Tennessee, they're all white people. In Texas, they're all white. They do the same thing. same thing as us here. Okay, so yeah, it's just encouraging. Like we come here, you know, the workshop and the conference here, you see all the churches come together, encourage one another, share with one another your experience, all right, your blessing. So that's what it's all about, to go on and yeah. And let me also take time right now to tell you that it doesn't stop at sixth grade. 7th, 8th, 9th grade is youth, and it's more challenge over there because they're getting older, and then they've been doing this 3 years, some of them, okay? So they get to be that age, then the time, 8 seconds, more challenging for them. And then they still go on like church, association, and state, you know, like each level, you know, more points or something like that. But by the end, at state drill, they have like, they try to choose the fastest or the best. You know what I mean? You have to keep challenge for the young people, try to reach the goal, you know, to do their best. And so that's what happened to the youth drill. And then go on, you know, we don't have this in the state of California, but other states, they have high school Bible drill too, which they memorize Romans Road and all this stuff. But what we have here is speaker tournament. After they have all this Bible verse memorized and learn to be stand in front of people, because these kids, when they do it, they have to do it in front of people, okay? Not just do between colors and but people looking at them. Okay, so they are nervous, but they learn to, you know, stand in front of people and recite. But then when they're high school, they get to speak, make it into kind of, we can say like kind of almost like a sermon, but not actually, cannot say that. But boys and girls, they all do that, you know, become a speech to speak. And yeah, so that is what program is all about. Okay, next please. Okay, there are some questions that you may have that I may not cover in here. So I'm going to go real quick. What translation we use? There are choice we can have. We can have Holman Christian Standard Bible, which is belong to Southern Baptist, you know. So we chose that one just because they don't want to use, you know, God, the Lord, they want to use Jehovah more into the name. That's why our church chose that. But some other church use New International Version. And we used to do that too. So I have this old one over here, you know, to show you. And then some used to be, there even some church want to do King James, you know. But that's the choice. So you can use that. That we used. Okay, next one please. Is it okay to give our group a different name? You say yes, whatever you want to do. It doesn't really matter what's the group name, Bible drill. Okay, next one. How many leaders do you need? Okay, over here suggest 1 to 6 or at least 2 per group. You know, in a classroom, you at least you need 2 teachers already. So this is, when I started this program, like I said, you know, I have my daughter who's just became the oldest one, 4th grade. Then I just get another mom with another kid, her son. I said, oh, I don't know how many people want to start this program. At least why don't you and I, okay? And then at least 2 kids, and then we can get more, then that's wonderful. You know, we have to start somewhere. So let's say, so we got 12 that year the first time, you know. And usually when they stand, you know, they have the line over there, and 12 is pretty good. More than 12, then it's harder to do it. So 12 in one group is perfect, but not necessary. You have less or you have a little bit more, like 13 or 14. Yeah. So, yeah, you just need, I think, basically you have to have that burden, have that desire, and if you can get the parents involved, that is very important. Okay, next. Yeah. I already told you. Do you have to belong to, you know what? You don't have to be. And then I just have a church that joined our state drill who are not. But it's good to see many more people, like I said, you know, then you can join us. I think you just have to pay a little bit fees or something, you know, and come and see. And yeah, if you're interested in more, you know, let me talk to me, then it's fine. Yeah. Go on. How many weeks this program is really flexible, but just remember there are 25 Bible verses to memorize. You cannot do it in a month, okay? But what we do is we're going to start in October. So October, November, December, January, February, March, April is our state drill. So we just go back, see how many weeks we have, but of course when school starts. And then I designed by have 2 verses a week for them to memorize. They have to memorize before they come to class, 2 Bible verses, and then 1 key passage. So about that, by the time they should memorize all of them and have time to review it. So it depends. Some church, they start in January, but they take more time. Our program's only 1 hour, 15 minutes, but their program's maybe 2 hours. And then the January, you know, very short, but they can do it. They did it very well. And that church is, you know, if you know First Chinese Baptist Church in Los Angeles, in downtown, in Chinatown, they did that, I tell you, before us. And then the people there, some of them, their grandparents, no, they went through this program. I just came too late to learn all that. But they, you know, they start and then they have with their kids and now their grandkids are doing it. So it's nothing new. It's a long-time program already. Okay? So you design yourself and it just depends on when do you want to do church drill and so on. Okay, go on. Okay, how I run the Bible program, how I run it. You know, I run this, I want to do it as co-op program. I tell the parents, next week they have to come and get orientation. You know, don't send the kids just for me to work on you. No, 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 I cannot do. I have 30 kids, you know. Wow, so many of them. We have to work together, okay? We have to work together. So it's a co-op. And so, go on, please. Yeah, you already said Deuteronomy. Is what did it say? It say repeat them to your children. Who are your children? It's not the director's children. It's not the teacher's children. Whose children? The parents. The right God already command. It's your job to do all this. Okay? So I have to remind the parents, it's your responsibility. Go on, please. And then what? The churches come alongside with you to help and support you. Okay? We work together. That's what the church for. And then I see the church has to be an accountability. Why accountability? Some parents say, some kids say, mommy say, we're going to do it ourselves together, you know. We're going to memorize some Bible verse. But by the end of the year, say, what did you learn? Oh, we quit afterwards. Because no accountability. Nobody going to ask you at the end, is that right? Yeah, like the test. If school don't have tests, you whatever, you know. But you have to have some accountability. I see this program as we be here, accountability, you know, to do the church. Say, this time you better know this much already, and by the state drill, you have to know everything. So we are here to work with the parents. And then sometimes, you know what, that's why you can say, I can do with my kids. Since I graduate from seminary or whatever, I can help my kids do it. But it's different. If we have together with the church or with other people to work together, it's different, you know. And then be an encourager. Yeah, we are here to encourage the kids, okay, to help you encourage the kids. And I tell you what, through my experience, it's amazing. You know, one church, I went over there, but I didn't even see that they have paper, and then they say, this program, if you get B and above, you can join. Ooh, I said, wow. You know, but as I experienced it, I tell the kids, you can do well in this program as long as you don't quit. Only when you quit, and that's it. And I see it through, you know, no matter what grade they get, I don't know what, you know, even some with learning disability, I tell you, I have one boy, he got learning disability, and then he read things, but he doesn't really understand what he, you know, comprehend. But that's all right. Somehow he memorized it. I have to go because his mom doesn't speak English, so I kind of help him. But amazingly, he did well. I just say, leave it to the Lord. You know, I'm not going to tell the judge that he's learning, and he did pass. I say, oh, praise the Lord. I don't know how he did. And then he finished 3 years. And, you know, and this what, it gives them confidence. I think no matter disability or not disability, they all have confidence. Okay, so go on. So we have to encourage them. So basically, it's all about fun. I tell you, it's fun. The kids come back because it's fun. If not fun, they're not coming back. We have activities. We have running around, you know, just do a little bit silly thing, I tell you. You know, I have some game board for them to clip, or I have Bible books here, and then say, oh, run, and the tape on the board, they all run and compete to, you know, just little silly thing. Oh, they're so happy to run around. You know, I'm glad they're running and not me. But next one, challenge. Yes, it's challenge and challenge and excitement. You have to give them challenge. Okay? And that's what is it. And like I said, building confidence. And then I can see when now they're in Sunday school class, teachers say, open to certain Bible verse, and then they open it. And if not only that, they, oh, you don't know? Let me help you because I know. I see their confidence. And some of them first year may not be, you know, scared. I have one boy. Now he's grow up young adult. He stand there so nervous. But finally I told Dad, I said, Dad, you have to work with him. And Dad did. And then he come out, wow, very confident and everything, and joined the speaker tournament. And I think this program is really to help the children collect treasure. God's word is treasure, okay? And then next one, please. And the most important, I keep telling the kids, you have to be a doer, not hearers. Not just memorize it like a parrot, but you have to go do it, and don't deceive yourself. You have a treasure, like you have money, gold coins, or whatever. You don't just keep it in, you know, hiding someplace, never use it. You go spend it, make it useful out of it, okay? And last, the Bible verse I want to share is from Isaiah 55:11. So my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and I will do, and I will prosper in what I send it to do. I believe that the kids who memorize all these verses, God will not, you know, have it in vain, but God will speak into their heart with God's word. Okay, then God will accomplish from those words that are hiding. It's the decision. We as parents or even teacher, we just kind of like, you know, plant seeds in them. But it's their choice to use those Bible verse. Okay, use their Bible verse. So we pray that God will work in their heart, and you know, God's word will grow. And basically, if you want more information, you just need, oh, this I have something, yeah, you can contact me. My email is mrs.pauline.c@gmail.com. I'm willing to, you know, share with you if you want me to. You can come to our church and look. You know, that's how I went to First Chinese Baptist Church, and look how they're doing. You just share, you know, just come and learn from one another. And then one year, many years ago, before I went to that church, they come to our church and do demonstration to all the parents. And they're very impressed. That's how we start. And then if you can go online and then just push in Bible Drill, Children's Bible Drill in California, you will go to our convention and they will tell you what to do and how to do, you know, those. It's very easy. So I hope you can use it. Start from your own Sunday school class. You know, your book, you help the children learn just the gospel, just each section, and then, you know, practice with them. You don't have to start this program right away, just in your own Sunday school class. That will be very helpful already. So thank you so much for having me here. You know, I appreciate that very much to share with you. Yeah. So I don't think we have time for questions, but
thank you.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
好，下课了，诸位。